Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from February 20th through the 26th. Oswego Deputy Fire Chief Justin Norfleet recently announced his retirement after 22 years of service to the city. Norfleet is the city's first Deputy Fire Chief of Emergency Management in the department's 145-year history. Norfleet was instrumental in the recovery efforts from the 2017 Lakeshore flooding and led responses to numerous incidents within the city. Over his career, Norfleet was an instructor of numerous emergency medical courses, fire training, hazardous materials training, and technical rescue training. Norfleet will be dedicating more time to completing his master's degree in public administration from Syracuse University and spending more time with his family. Norfleet is set to retire at the end of February. The Compass Federal Credit Union will reopen their lobby services to members beginning Monday, March 1st. Members are reminded that lobby services will follow current CDC guidelines with social distancing restrictions in place. Face coverings will be required at all locations. Tellers may ask members to briefly lower face coverings to verify identification. No more than four members will be permitted inside Compass's George Street or Fulton Street offices at any time, with no more than three members permitted inside the Hillside office. Members are asked to please maintain 6 feet of social distancing while inside lobbies. Floor markers will be visible to help maintain distancing. Hand sanitizer will be available for members upon entering each branch. The credit union asks members to please utilize the sanitizing station prior to your transaction. Members that are unable to adhere to visitor guidelines are asked to please use the drive-through lanes at 131 George Street in Oswego or 208 North 2nd Street in Fulton. To learn more about Compass Credit Union services, or to see a list of locations and hours, please visit www.compassfcu.com. The City of Fulton Parks and Recreation Department held their first annual snowman building competition on Saturday, February 20th. Community members were encouraged to build a snowman in four categories, including Fulton Pride, the biggest, the most creative, and best overall. With over 20 entries in and around Fulton, the Special Events Committee members drove around Saturday between 12 and 3 p.m. to determine the winners in each category. The event was sponsored by generous donations from local businesses including Ameri Credit Union, Chubby's Sports Bar and Grill, Lakeview Lanes, Kathy's Cakes, and Next Level Fitness. Winners include Best Overall, Hockey Night in Fulton by the Fallstick family, The Biggest Snowman, Frosty the Giant by Jake and Chelsea Smith, in Fulton Pride, Snowberg the Goalie by Allison Shepard. Another in Fulton Pride was Classic Fulton Snowman by Mickey Noel. Most creative was Caterpillar by Joe Smith and family. Other prize winners include Snow Tanning by Molly and Grandma, Monsters, Inc. by Jennifer Brown, Bursting with Pride by Valerius Stewart, and Classes in Session by Marianne Jackson. The State University of New York Chancellor Jim Mellitress joined SUNY Oswego President Deborah F. Stanley on Wednesday, February 24th, to announce the State University of New York Athletic Conference, or SUNYAC, will resume spring sports on March 20th. The sports lineup will include lacrosse, baseball, softball, tennis, and track and field. The plan includes the following. The conference will be split into east and west regions to limit travel and overnight stays. Masks will be worn at all times by athletes, coaches, and officials, except for athletes during competition or active practice. No spectators will be allowed pursuant to the New York State Department of Health guidelines. Regular weekly testing and COVID symptom checks will be given prior to competition. Prior to road games, athletes will be tested within 3 days of departure. No eating will be permitted on buses. Masks will be worn at all times during travel, and bus capacity will be reduced to 50%. No handshakes, group celebrations, or pre- or post-interaction with opposing team members. The plan also includes room for delays or pauses in competition in case of an increase in COVID-19 positivity rates. For more information on the SUNYAC athletic plan, please visit this story on our website. Code enforcement compliance for rental housing was a top issue discussed during the S Week in Comic Council meeting Monday, February 22nd. Mayor Billy Barlow revisited the current agreement held between area agencies and the city due to complaints received from tenants who had been placed in housing by social service agencies. With an updated agreement, DSS and OCO cannot place someone into a rental unit in Oswego unless the unit has a valid rental permit. In order to get a permit, the landlord has to swear an affidavit to code enforcement maintaining their unit is code compliant. Homes and apartments must remain code compliant or risk losing their permit. In order to regain another permit, landlords must fix issues, become and stay code compliant, and remain current with taxes on all their existing properties. If any unpaid taxes are due on any landlord properties or any properties remain non-compliant to code enforcement rules, rental permits will not be reissued. Barlow said the new agreement is a nice fact check the city can put into place for landlords, saying it really is the right thing to do for tenants trying to get back on their feet. The Fulton City School District Board of Education met Tuesday, February 23rd, discussing plans for any future public health emergencies that might arise, similar to the current COVID-19 pandemic. During his report, Superintendent Brian Palvino talked about the state's requirement for public employers. Public institutions must develop a strategy in the event of a declared public health emergency involving a communicable disease in the future. The plan must include identification of essential positions, facilitation of remote work for non-essential positions, provision of personal protective equipment, and protocols for contact tracing. There will be a public hearing to review this plan prior to the next BOE meeting on Tuesday, March 9th at 5:30 p.m. Palvino said the idea behind the procedure was to get a basic plan in place that the district can work from in the future. Earlier this year, in his State of the City address, Mayor Billy Barlow said he would propose another annual reduction in the city sewer bill for property owners in the city of Oswego. Barlow's proposal would reduce city water and sewer bills by $100 a year for both metered and flat rate users in the city of Oswego, offering relief to all property owners. If approved, the proposal would reduce the city's flat rate water and sewer bill from $900 a year to $800 a year, a $25 reduction per quarter for Oswego homeowners. The reduced rates would take effect on April 1, 2021. In 2019, the city of Oswego implemented a $200 a year reduction of water and sewer rates for flat rate users only, dropping the bill from $1,100 a year to $900. The latest proposal will cover all users, a goal that was promised upon the first charge reduction back in 2019. Barlow will present his proposal to the Common Council this Monday during the committee meeting at 6 p.m. at City Hall in Oswego. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.